Blog Talk Radio.
You know, just about everywhere we look today, conversation, rightfully so, revolves around the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, how we're adapting to it, how it's impacting our lives. And today we'll talk about that as well here on A Lion for Life podcast. This is Jim Mitchell, always glad to be with you, and difference that we talk about things like this as opposed to some of the other great things that should be happening at the school this time of year, but we do at least want to take a look at certain aspects of it. And today we're going to talk about the Viatorian mission, and not just in general, but how it's impacted or how it can be a benefit during a time like this. And joining me is Brother John Eustace, the Vice President of our for Viatorian Identity and Mission. And Brother John, you were just saying schedule is still busy, but I'm sure in many different ways these days.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a lot more Zooming, a lot less in person, but, yeah, schedule keeps on going, and there's a lot of things to respond to.
You know, in the conversations you and I have had on this podcast, and there have been several and always very informative, you've often discussed, you know, your spiritual journey, how you have arrived at where you are and some of the experiences that you went through along the way. Tell me about this latest situation and how it's impacted you.
Yeah, so in formation, for anybody who's a religious brother, priest, or sister, there's a time period of time called the novitiate, and that's the first official year of becoming part of your religious congregation. For me, that's Viatorian. And it's a year and a day of slowing down, taking account as to who I am personally, who I am spiritually, and how I relate to my community around me. And I did my novitiate in 2004 to 2005, and ever since then I've hit the ground running in all sorts of different kinds of ministries in different countries, et cetera. And oftentimes we kind of have this idea of like, wow, wouldn't it be nice to be back in the novitiate where things slow down? And we're kind of finding ourselves there. So my mornings are a little bit slower, and it really allows me to focus on prayer and bring into mind everything that this pandemic is bringing into people's lives, and then I'm able to bring the people's lives into my own prayer.
Well, and prayer is a very important part of, I think, what we want to talk about today. And, you know, my goal is to talk about what I would consider, you know, a spiritual balance, how you maintain it, particularly in a time like this. And we're at an interesting time of the year as well. We're leaving Lent. We're beginning the Easter liturgical season. Where does that leave us, you know, generally in terms of things we can focus on for that spiritual reflection?
Yeah, well, just this last week, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and then into Easter just happened, and we were able to live stream some of it on social media. Some of you joined us with it. But it's looking at the life of Jesus throughout Lent, looking at letting go. Jesus lived his life, shared ministry, met with his apostles, and basically said, okay, it's in your hands. And then he goes, suffers his passion, dies on the cross, is left in the tomb, and then 3 days later on Easter morning, the tomb is empty. And we have the account of the two disciples running in, the younger one, noticing that there's nothing in there. I think that's where we are right now. I think we have had, we're in the midst of our own Lent in this pandemic, where we aren't able to do what we've always done. Nothing's guaranteed. Perhaps there's emptiness. Perhaps there's feelings of, man, when is this going to be over? But we're emptying out our tomb. The stone is being rolled away. The light shines in. And I guess the question is, what else do I need to let go of in order for resurrection to happen? So I think even as a society, as people of the St. Viator High School family, how can we move forward and allow this to be the empty tomb from which to start again?
And that starting over or moving forward is a very important part of, you know, instances like this. But we often look for certain anchors or certain milestones in our lives that we can kind of hang on to. And for many people, that was at least a Sunday Mass, if not even some people doing a daily Mass. And even that's gone from us now, taken away. How do good Catholics stay connected without being able to attend a liturgy as they always had?
Yeah, well, at the end of a liturgy that people have participated in, at the end of a Mass, the priest or the deacon says, basically, go and live this out. Live out the gospel through your lives. Well, the last time we did that, 6 weeks ago or whenever it was, little did we know that that was the mandate for us to kind of do what was happening around the table there. Fortunately, a lot of parishes, a lot of dioceses are offering live streaming Masses, but you can only observe so much without, and you don't feel involved. As a family or as an individual, something you can do is look up the readings of the day. Go onto the U.S. Catholic Bishop's website, usccb.org. There's a little calendar there that gives you the readings of the day. Reflect on that. How does that apply to you today? And then when you do a live stream Mass, you can kind of, you can come up with your own homily, compare it with the priest or the deacon's homily. Or as a family, you know, you could use your coffee table, you could use a side table, whatever, as a makeshift altar, put a cross on it, put a Bible on it, put some symbol that's meaningful to your family that signifies faith. And as you participate in live streaming or as you share the word together, the church is now in the home. Even here at St. Vitus High School, it's one campus that we have campus ministers for. Well, now we're in 800-plus campuses all throughout the Chicagoland area. And so that's the good news is the mission that is lived in the church, the mission that is promulgated by the church and by the Viatorians and through St. Vitus High School now has a very real opportunity to be very much alive in everybody's home. I hope everybody's taking advantage of that.
And that's a great transition because I obviously want to talk to you as well about, you know, the high school itself and the students that are being impacted by this. And are you at this point able to stay in contact with them? Do you have a sense for how they're responding and feeling, or what's the communication been like for you?
Well, I literally live on the third floor of the high school. So Brother Peter, myself, and Father Hall are here, and we're kind of the keepers of the empty shop below. So regular day-to-day contact doesn't happen, although occasionally we do see students pulling up in the back parking lot and doing social distance visiting, so there'll be a couple parking spots away and talking to one another. And I did talk to one set of seniors who was out there, and they were lamenting their class of 2020, you know, all of these things that they've been looking forward to for so long, they're possibly not going to be able to experience, whether it be prom or graduation or whatever, although we're not sure what the future is. But one of the keen things that one of them said was, you know what, there are other people who have it much worse. I mean, this isn't a wedding. So it seems like there's an awareness among our young people that they're looking out for others as well. And they know they're not in this alone. This is something that has actually united people together at least 6 feet distance from one another. But other ways that we're connected through campus ministry, we're doing morning prayer that gets sent out through social media and through emails. Adult faith formation is also reaching out to various people. And we're trying to make sure that campus of 800 and whatever number of homes is still connected to what happens at 1213 East Oaken.
We're getting a nice insight into some of the things relative to the Viatorian mission today from Brother John Eustace, and appreciate him sharing time with us. We've talked about his own journey and what's happening with students' lives now, and a big part of the process of going through St. Vitus High School is being involved in service and serving others in a variety of ways. What about the service projects and things that students are doing? Are they changing? Are they still able to stay active in that? How is that being handled by campus ministry?
Yeah, so the service hour requirement, whatever students have done up to this point, that we're stopping it. So if people haven't done their 25 hours of service, that's okay. We're going to count what they have done now. But more importantly, through the Viatorian vision, is reaching out to those who are considered of little importance And our students have been doing an incredible job of that through the invitation of St. Vider High School, but also some of them on their own. One example is young people were writing letters to people in nursing homes, encouraging them, introducing themselves, also to the Vider House of Hospitality, which houses young adult men who are asylum seekers, and their Father Corey Bros and Brother Michael Gosh are involved in that. Somebody like our junior John O'Neill helped to raise nearly $5,000 for Journeys the Road Home and to help provide housing for people who are in the PADS program. Others are sewing masks and doing all sorts of things to help people through the pandemic, but also to help people remember that they're not alone in this.
That PADS mentioned there is important too, and I'd like to let you share a little information about the Viatorian community at large, just beyond the high school itself. And they made a real significant commitment to assisting people during this time. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Yeah, so when the pandemic came across and churches were being shut down and Journeys the Road Home was worried about what they were going to do with their PADS clients who stay at churches because churches were shutting down, the Viatorians offered and stepped forward and gave $63,000 to house 60 people in hotels for 3 weeks. And that inspired John O'Neill to do his GoFundMe page. That also inspired many others to contribute as well. And what's happened is they've been able to raise enough money to house over 100 people for 8 weeks at two hotels on Arlington Heights Road. And not only that, but the Viatorians are being asked by various churches who still provide the meals for these people who are homeless to deliver them. For example, St. James or St. Thomas of Villanova or Holy Family in Inverness, St. Mary's Buffalo Grove, they're all providing meals. Maybe we go and pick them up and deliver them, or they meet us at the hotels. And four of us Viatorians, one of our teachers, even a couple of our students go around and help and literally deliver food to those who are hungry, which is right out of the gospel, Matthew 25, for I was hungry and you fed me. So the gospel is really being put into action by an intergenerational group of people centered around this Viatorian mission.
Appreciate very much you sharing these stories today, and they're very inspiring. And I guess, as you said, we don't really know the future, and I do know we have about a minute left here, but what about what lies ahead here in terms of students, but particularly seniors who may be heading off to college, in terms of heading into the summer months and trying to find ways to keep their spiritual journey going in a time when there may not be a school, there may not be a church, different places to connect to. Any suggestions for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep connected to one another. Keep reaching out. Keep on looking to your experiences in the past of where you felt most alive, and then share those with others. Reach out to your theology teachers, your counselors, your campus ministers, your friends, your small group on that retreat that you were in, and keep it going. This is an opportunity, instead of finding things to keep busy, maybe it's a time to start journaling on this. This is something that happened maybe, 102 years ago with the Spanish flu? Well, if you keep a journal on this, you might see where God's handiwork is at work because of this. I'm not saying God caused this, but God is present in all of this. So let's be community and work together to try to find evidence of that.
Well, Brother John Eustace, I certainly want to thank you for taking the time. I appreciate you being here as always, and very informative, helpful, and inspiring. So thanks for being here. And to everyone in the community, we hope you're staying well, staying healthy, and certainly look forward to a day when we're all back in one place at one time again. Until then, we'll continue sharing podcasts and information with everyone as best we can. Thanks very much for listening today.